KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Sentencing proceedings in the murder trial of a 19-year-old Wentworth man has been postponed to next month. Dondre Addison was convicted of killing Leighton Finn. The 17-year-old was shot and killed as he walked home from holiday classes in June 2023. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was at court.
Addison was in a black shirt as he sat in the dock in the Durban High Court today. Leighton's family sat behind him, wearing green shirts in honour of their loved one. Sentencing has been pushed back by 3 weeks to give the probation officer time to interview both families before compiling sentencing reports. Problems with the recording devices have also contributed to the delay. Leighton's father, Tyrone Finn, says the back and forth to court has taken a toll on their lives.
Oh, it's been a battle. Nothing will ever be the same.
Proceedings are expected to resume on the 21st of February. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
SADC leaders, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, are in Harare this afternoon for an extraordinary session today on the crisis in the DRC. The emergency summit of the 16-nation bloc has been prompted by the escalation in fighting in the mineral-rich region. Newswatch's Marius van der Walt reports.
The Rwanda-backed M23 armed group has seized swathes of territory in eastern DRC, including most of the regional capital. Their advancement towards Goma has claimed the lives of 13 South African troops and 3 Malawians since Thursday. Most of their fallen soldiers were part of a SADC peacekeeping mission deployed to the area in 2023. Earlier this week, DRC President Felix Tshisekedi snubbed a regional crisis meeting with Rwanda's Paul Kagame that was convened by the President of Kenya. In December, Kagame refused to attend a meeting with Tshisekedi in Luanda. Angolan leader João Lourenço, the African Union-appointed mediator in the conflict, has again today urged the two to urgently return to the negotiating table. Marius van der Walt, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The corruption case against former Transnet executives Brian Molefe, Siyabonga Gama and Anuj Singh, eight others, is set to go on trial in February next year. The group appeared before the High Court in Johannesburg today. Their charges include fraud, corruption and money laundering. They stem from the locomotives transaction advisory tender awarded to the McKinsey-led consortium in 2012. It resulted in the procurement of over 1,000 locomotives valued at over 54 billion rand. And Sri Lanka has seen its highest deflation in 65 years. Consumer prices fell by 4% in January as the South Asian nation emerges from its worst economic meltdown. January was the fifth consecutive month of deflation. Inflation hit a record 69.8% in September 2022 at the height of the country's economic crisis. Officials say sharp reductions in electricity and fuel costs contributed to the sharp fall in prices this month. The top story: sentencing proceedings in the murder trial of a 19-year-old Wentworth man has been postponed to next month. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas under-19 women's side to take on India in the T20 World Cup final. Warren Gatland says that Wales can't put all their focus on Anton Dupont. And Man City to face Real Madrid in the peck of the Champions League playoff matches.